get through some of the initial, and we'll see. Jay, let me know. Just go ahead and interrupt if you do hear from Legislator Roberts. Okay, it's 6:03. I'm going to call the meeting of the Laws and Rules Government Services Committee meeting to order. Clerk Mahler, will you take attendance?
Absolutely. Chairwoman Bartels. Deputy Chair Roberts. Legislator Gavaris.
Present.
Legislator Heppner.
Here.
And Legislator Runk. You have three present, two absent.
Okay, thank you. I will entertain a motion for approval of the April 19th, 2021 meeting minutes and transcripts.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any questions, additions, amendments? Okay, all in favor of approving the April 19th meeting minutes and transcripts?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. We'll move into resolutions, beginning with resolution number 229, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 1 of 2021, a local law amending various provisions of local law number 1 of 2020, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster to include mandatory food scraps composting by large generators to be held on June 15th, 2021 at 7:10 p.m. Do I have a motion for discussion?
I'll move it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion on this? This is adjusting the enforcement date for the smaller generators, but it is just setting a public hearing, but the content of the resolution is adjusting start date for the smaller generators.
I mean, the only comment I will say, and I got to speak with Manna about this, I briefly talked to her once before, if it's going to be a requirement, I think the county, I think they did this once before through the resource recovery, but there should be a group purchase for composting bins. So it's not so onerous, because some of those bins are very expensive, especially as a large, at the hospital, we would qualify as a large producer. And the last time those bins were over $300 that we would have had to purchase. We did a different style instead, but if we're gonna have to go this route, so there should just be looking into some way of doing a group buy with everybody that has to, this way the price could probably go down.
Yeah, it's a good point. And there may even be grant incentives for that kind of work as well. So we should probably bring in Department of the Environment to discuss that also. Any other comments on the content of the resolution setting the public hearing? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, passes. Resolution number 240 is setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 2 of 2021, a local law requiring the payment of a living wage to employees of contractors and subcontractors that provide services to Ulster County to be held on Tuesday, June 15th, 2021 at 7:05 p.m.
Can I move? So moved.
Thank you. Okay, we have Legislator Parity with us. I don't know if you wanted to add anything, Legislator Parity.
Well, I sort of want to listen, but this resolution goes back months. First, it was introduced as a local resolution, a resolution, and the executive's office or the attorneys felt that it would be better, have more teeth and a better prestige if it was a local law. And so we pulled the other resolution. And the executive's office, the attorneys, I think in consultation with our counsel, drafted the law that's in front of you. I know there's been a little controversy about how much it's gonna cost. I'm just gonna say this, this goes back months and months. And I sent out two notices asking for for information on what are we really talking about here. And I'm gonna read the last one to you, if I may, Madam Chair.
Absolutely.
The 10th, because I had received something that had nothing to do with it. It was more like, well, if you guys can remember when I was yapping about programs and you know, the UPAC and all those things, that's the list I got. So I said, dear sir, I need a list of the job titles and descriptions for those making less than living wage legislation guidelines that add up to the additional expenses that would be incurred in legislation. Thanks again, John. I haven't got that yet. I haven't got it. I know there's been figures bandied about, you know, 500,000, 700,000, 25,000 here. Shouldn't be that difficult, I wouldn't think. But I really and truly haven't even had a response. I think this is not a fanciful pursuit on my part, folks. You know, a number of years ago, we tried to do something like this, didn't work. And even you folks as legislators helped hire a young lady to work part-time who has some issues. And it worked out very well because we believe in helping these folks. We believe in working with them. We have to, you know, actions speak louder than words. It's my understanding that some of the things that we're always hoping for may be materializing. The young lady may be going to help over in the Board of Elections during the election season. My point being that anything we can do to thank the people that are doing the government's work, and we can afford it, and we can afford it, we should be doing. Yes, we have to know how much it will cost. I have some other things, but I'd rather listen to you, Madam Chair.
All right, let me open the floor to the other members first. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to add? Legislator Heppner?
Yes, thank you. Legislative parity. I voted for this the first time when we previously served together. I'm in support of it currently, just on principle. I just wanted to, through the chair to you, just confirm that you would like us, your intention is to move this tonight and then going forward to tomorrow's Ways and Means meeting.
Yes. You know, we don't need any more never-ending resolutions, never-ending conflicts. It has to rise or fall on its own merits. Obviously, I think that it's long overdue and not over-expensive, and it's the right thing to do for our society, for the folks that are doing our work, for our people, and they're proud to be doing it and be justly compensated. So yes, I would like to move forward.
Thank you.
Legislator Gavaris, do you have anything you'd like to add? Okay. I just want to, for the record and for the benefit of the sponsor, I'd like to say that I support this legislation. It's before us for setting the public hearing. It seems to me that the one thing that's held it up thus far, at least in theory, has been the issue of how much it's ultimately going to cost the county, that to be determined at the bottom, the financial impact, which I do not believe would be a substantive change in terms of the content of the law. If we were to amend that, if we were to get information at any point that would change that financial impact, I don't believe that would be a substantive change to the law itself. So I'm ready to support it tonight, because if we were to hold on it and it were to move to Ways and Means and pass out of Ways and Means, the public hearing could not be set this month without a special meeting of this committee tomorrow, which is too short of a notice to notice one. I also want to say that at last week's Ways and Means meeting, I was a bit frustrated by the fact that we had a fairly detailed discussion about a memo that did not actually exist, that contained all kinds of facts and figures that were quoted. I share Legislator Parity's desire to see this information detailed, but in its simplest form, I support the concept of the legislation, and I believe that it is the right thing to do. And it's really just that simple. The idea that we're contracting for services we should be guaranteeing that the people that we're contracting with are paying at least $15 an hour to those people that are providing the services. The idea of a financial impact is a bit of an elusive one, since we are not directly paying those salaries, even by this guarantee. We could expect to see an increase, likely, but I don't think we could expect to quantify it specifically, because the fact that we're guaranteeing this might not in itself raise an individual value of a contract. So I'm comfortable moving forward with this tonight, given that the sponsor is asking to move it forward and that it has been before us for several months. So if there's no further conversation, I can call the question. Okay, all those in favor of setting the public hearing for resolution number 240?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Seeing none, passes unanimously. Thank you for joining us, Legislator Parity.
I immensely enjoyed this because it gave me some time from my job. Thank you very much, and good health to everybody.
You're welcome, to you as well. Moving on, we're at late resolution number 243. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a certificate of need application with required assurances for the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, with the United States Department of Treasury. We have Bert Gulnick on the line with us. Bert, I see you're not muted. Hopefully everyone had a chance to read the memo that was circulated regarding this. Is there anything you want to add?
Just the fact that the reason why it's late is we just got the guidance last week. So we're ushering this along to request the funds. So we need this approved first. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. It makes sense to me. If there ever was a late we wanted to move, this is probably the one. So any questions or comments on this one? Did we move in second?
No, I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, great. And any comments on the resolution? Okay, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. Thank you for joining us, Commissioner. Not that you have to leave, but thanks for being here in case we did have questions.
Yes, no problem. Thanks. That is why I was here. Have a good night, guys. Thanks.
All right, you too. All right, so now we're moving on to new business as it relates to the American Rescue Plan funding. I know that everyone's seen it on the agendas, on all their agendas through the various committees, and we have had discussion in our caucus. I don't know if the Republican caucus is also discussed, but we know that leadership is meeting with the team or the task force to have these discussions. In this committee, is there anything that anyone wants to bring up right now as ideas that would make sense to originate in this committee related to ideas or suggestions for that funding? Legislator Heppner?
The only thing for this committee I would say would be possibly, you know, the infrastructure needs of a move of the BOE, you know, in possibility, but.
Okay, and well, that's an ongoing discussion and providing update for the committee as well. I think that we will expect to see a plan in short order. It seems that it is starting to move on the executive side. The plan that we saw discussed in this committee with both commissioners' approval previously. So it is something that we can potentially look at in terms of directing the funds, and we can have that conversation further next month if there isn't anything in more detail to discuss right now. Anything else for any of the other supervisors? Okay, so we'll keep that on the agenda for next month. And if anyone has any ideas between now and then, or any detail, and we'll reach out potentially to the commissioners. I'll reach out to the commissioners and get back to the committee on that suggestion as well as possibility. You'll notice on your agenda, you see forthcoming local laws. We have proposed local law number 3, a local law which is amending local law number 7 of 2014. a local law respecting the outdoor restraint of companion animals. There's a redlined version in your packet. I would just ask, and I'd like to do this moving forward, that you take a chance to look at the redlined version. You know, as we all know, we get laws to this committee, unless they originate in this committee, to review for legal. And I think it's a good idea, and I'd like to make it a new practice, where as local laws are making it through their way through the other committees, the committees of origin, that at least we're flagging them so that we can, if we have concerns and we can discuss it as a committee, they'll be on the agenda. If there's nothing to discuss, we don't have to take committee time. But if everyone has a chance to look at them, and if there are any legal questions or concerns, we can ask legislative counsel to look into those legal issues early in the process, rather than waiting to the very end and potentially holding up the process. It'd be nice to see these things move in tandem. So, and understanding that the actual text of the law may change as it goes, but it may be that we flag something for the sponsor that wouldn't otherwise be flagged in a committee of origin. So if moving forward you could do that, and if in the time between now and next month you can have a look at local law number 3 bring any questions or concerns to the committee and to the sponsor. Is there any old or new business that hasn't been raised that anyone would like to discuss? Okay, yes, Clerk Mahler.
Legislator Roberts is on his way in. I don't know if there was a resolution that he was intending on. Here he is.
I'm okay, yeah, let's give him the moment to get in.
Thank you.
Hello, Legislator Roberts.
I apologize for being late. And at this point, I'd like to make a motion to close the meeting.
A second.
Are you sure? If there's anything that you would like to consider or discuss, you got in just in the nick of time.
Are you giving me a hint that I should be thinking about
something? No, I'm not. I just want to extend the courtesy to my colleague.
I think I'm good, and I apologize again for being late. I just, I don't know. Thank God for Jay.
No problem. Life happens. So there's a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone.
Well, have a good night. See you tomorrow.
You too. See you tomorrow.